So the homework is make up a tune in a different key. It could have, it needs at least two sections. You know, three is probably the max. I wouldn't go any more than that. Most hit songs have two or three sections. And then, you know, just decide what key it's going to be in. Let's just review some harmonized scales for the record. If you're in the key of C, right? Do it with me. We got C, D minor, E minor, F, G, A. I'm sorry, G and then A minor. And then skip the B and you're back at C. All right, let's do the key of D. Wait, by the way, before we move to the key of C, to the key of D, every key has its relative minor. Mm-hmm. So the relative minor is the chord at the sixth scale degree of whatever major key you're in. I'll demonstrate. You're in the key of C, then you got C, D minor. C is 1, D minor is 2, E minor is 3, F is 4, G is 5, A minor is 6. That's your relative minor. So you could have a song that's actually in A minor, and all the chords will be the same as they are in the key of C, but in a different order. A would be 1. Or A would be 1, I should say. We're going to skip B, because it's B half diminished. You don't need that right now. C would be 3. D minor is 4. E minor is 5. F is 6. G is 7. And then A minor back to the root again. So that's your harmonized scale for the key of A minor. All right, let's go up the ladder. If you go to D, you're in D major. Do you know what it is? It would be D, E minor. F sharp minor, G, A, B minor, and then skip C sharp half diminished, and we're back to D. Alright? So once again, that's D, E minor, F sharp minor, G, A, B minor. Yeah, and then skip C sharp half diminished and you're back at D. So you can use any of those six chords. Alright, let's do, how about the key of, let's do them all. Let's do the key of E. Key of E is E. Wait, I'm sorry, I missed a step. When we just did the key of D, the relative minor is B minor. So it's B minor, could be the one chord. C sharp half diminished would be 2. D would be 3, E minor would be 4, F sharp minor would be 5, G would be 6, A would be 7, and back to B minor, yeah, good, so that's a key unto itself. So far we actually have done 4 keys, C, A minor, D, and B minor. Maybe I won't run through them all, maybe I'll just run through the more common ones, like E is a... let's do G and A, actually. So here's G. Key of G is G. And then A minor, B minor, C, D, E minor. And then skip F sharp half diminished, and you got G. Right? And then the relative minor is which one? Which one was the sixth chord of that one?
E minor.
E minor, yeah. So now do it from the point of view of E minor. You got E minor, skip F sharp, half diminished, you got G, and then A minor, and then B minor, and then C, D, and E minor. So all those chords work together. How about the key of A? We got A is for apples, B minor, and C sharp minor. You can't just do A, B, C, because it's... There's a deeper structure of which is not relevant for this thing right now. Like, how do we create? If you're not sure how to create these harmonized scales, where do they come from? You do have to do some music theory. It comes from whole, whole, half, whole, whole, half. And the formula is major, minor, minor, major, major, minor, minor. I'll explain some other day. But it would be A diminished. I mean, A. And then A, B minor, C sharp minor, D, E, F sharp minor. Looking at it from the minor, the point of view of the minor, relative minor, would be F sharp, the key of F sharp minor. So you got F sharp minor, and you're just going to skip G sharp half diminished, and you go to A, and then B minor, C sharp minor, D, E, and F sharp minor. Make sure it's minor. Good. Now, of the eight keys we just did, right, pick me one. And I'm going to demonstrate how to create a jam right on the spot, all right? Pick any of the ones we did. We did C, A minor, D, B minor, G, E minor, A, F sharp minor. Any of those.
Let's do F sharp minor.
All right, so F sharp minor. Was that? I hope I remember. It was, I think that's right. If I remember what I did correctly, it was F sharp minor to E. D. You can play along if you want. One, two, a one, two, three, four. F. Make sure it's F sharp minor, not major. But we got it. Very cool. And then that's a pretty cool. Now the only thing I don't like is that the two sections are exactly the same length, but that's okay. There's no major crime there. It feels good. You know, I mean, that's just intellectual nonsense. You know, if it feels good, it is good. Jimmy Ponder. That's who I got that quote. He's a jazz guitarist out of Pittsburgh. I never met him, but he's like friends of friends. So that's what his quote is. Jimmy Ponder, man. If it feels good, it is good. So, now I'm going to create a melody. F sharp minor and A. Notice that kind of the bridge is in A, even though you said F sharp minor, but they're brother and sister. So, yeah. When I create my melody, I'm just going to use F sharp minor pentatonic or A major pentatonic, which is the same thing. Same notes. Or I'm going to use an A major scale.
So isn't the rule with the circle of fifths, like if you go up a fifth in the scale, there's only going to be one different note,
Basically? Yes.
Okay.
But that's...
Is that why they go so well together, basically? Is like it's so easy to switch?
In this case, A minor and F... A and F sharp minor are the exact same number of sharps and flats. Your question is slightly different.
Well, I was thinking of...
Okay, yeah. All right, so I'm going to create a melody. You can do the chord. Just make sure it's F sharp minor. There you go. Yeah. One, two, a one, two, three. Wait, one, two, a one, two, three, four. All right, so one, two, a one, two, three. bad tune, you know.
Yeah.
So we can have fun all day long. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, man. If it feels good, it is good. So that's an example of something that I just did, an example of your homework. It took all of 5 minutes. Now, you may want to dig in and make more sort of, more artistic choices. Mine is just sort of, when I say generic, that's not a negative thing. Like, the word generic has become, so generic. No, I'm just kidding. It's such a negative thing. But what I mean, my tune is generic. Like, it's sort of, very, it's not anything super innovative. It's just good, fun music. And so your creations can be just that. It can be just good, fun shit, you know? Excuse my language. Or you may want to spend more time and say, well, you know, I want to dig in more. I want more emotion. I want more feeling. I want more creative, whatever. And so that's all up to you. But in terms of, doing an assignment for a lesson, just keep it simple and get it done. Mm-hmm. You'll automatically find yourself wanting to stretch it and do different things in different places without getting too intellectual about it. That makes sense? So well done.